today a little bit about Rosh Chodesh. Today is Rosh Chodesh Elul. Rosh Chodesh Elul. So I have here a little sefer called Chai V'Kayam.
Like who?
Chai V'Kayam.
A little sefer.
The name of the mechaber is
unknown.
Chaim Yosef Halevi Friedman, Av Bezin Brezin.
Brezin?
Brezin. You hear Brezin? Bezin Av. Bez Resh Ayin Zayin Aleph Nun.
Wasn't that Brezhnev?
No, Brezhnev.
Shvadron's grandfather.
Okay. What this is, everybody says, this is a likut. It's just a collection. It's a collection of interesting ideas relating to Rosh Chodesh. The focus, the bulk is the Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, there is an inyan for a person to have a meal with bread. Okay, there's a very beginning to have a meal. In fact, in the Hagdama, he says something very interesting. We discussed this before. There are only two. There are only two simanim shulchan aruch that have only one seif in Or Chaim. At least in Or Chaim, I don't know about other chelik of shulchan aruch, but in Or Chaim there are only two simanim which have only one seif, one halacha. What are the two simanim? Simin Shin, 300, and Simin Kuf Yud Tes, 419. I think it's Kuf Yud Tes. What? Kuf. Tough you test, 419. Why these two simonim? Well, one simon is the halacha shimon, the simon shin is the halacha of Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. Or the other way around. Maybe, it has to be Shabbos. It's Melav Malka. Su'udas Melav Malka. Su'udas Melav Malka. And the other one, Tough Yutes, is Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. So the question is, why did the Beis Yosef, if it's only one halacha, it would have been very convenient to include it, to append it to the last simon, to the other halachas, like he does many times. A lot of times he collects different things that have really very little to do with each other, and he groups them together into one simon. So why did he go out of his way to make, for these two inyanim, one simon with one halacha? Because he recognized that many people are mezalzel in these two inyanim. They're mezalzel in not having a proper su'uda on Rosh Chodesh, in honor of Rosh Chodesh, and they're mezalzel in not having a su'uda Motzei Shabbos. It's a very holy inyanim. And therefore, in order to emphasize the importance of these halachas and not just to brush them away and say, I'm on a diet, I'm not going to have meat and bread on Rosh Chodesh. So, in order not to just say, I'm full from Shabbos, I'm busy, I have to go get out of here, I'm Mr. Shabbos, no Malava Malka, he emphasized this by making these two simanim with an independent halacha. And the Bali Musar say, even though the Beis Yosef went out of his way to do this, unfortunately we didn't get it, we didn't get the message, and we still don't have a Suda on Rosh Chodesh, and they apply the Pasuk in Malachim, Ad Mosai Ata Perseach Al Shtei HaSeifim. Okay? Never heard this before? Okay, I told this over a few times. Ad Mosai Ata Perseach Al Shtei HaSeifim. This is what Pinchas. This is what Eliyahu told the Ivdi HaBaal. What do you either? You want to worship the Baal? Worship the Baal. You want to worship Hashem? Hashem. You can't be hypocrites. You can't have a double life. Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde, you can't have both. You got to be one. Im la Hashem, luchu achraf. Im la Baal, luchu achraf. Ad Mosai, atem poischem, al shtei ha-siifim. You can't have both. So he took this pasuk and he made a last little drush. Ad Bali Musar, Ad Mosai, atem poischem. Do you skip over al shtei ha-siifim, these two siifim, not having a proper su'udas Rosh Chodesh, a proper su'uda for Milava Malka? Now he goes further in the Hashrama to this little nice contrast, which is all about Sudas Rosh Chodesh. He says, "What are these? Is there a relationship between these two?" So if you would ask me, I mean, I don't know anything, I would say no. What does Sudas Rosh Chodesh have to do with Sudas Milava Malka? So he says, no, the two are very much related. They both represent David HaMelech. Both of these things are very much affiliated. There's a very strong affiliation with David HaMelech in both of these inyanim. What's the proof? The proof is the pasuk. I don't have the pasuk memorized by heart, but the pasuk, the idea, we recite this on Mochar Chodesh, the Haftarah, when Sunday is Rosh Chodesh. So what is the Haftarah? The Haftarah is from Sefer Shmuel. And in Mochar Chodesh, and the whole story is where Yonasan tells David that Shaul, you know, they suspected that Shaul is out to kill David. Shaul is not behaving right. Something is bothering Shaul. So they wanted to do a test. And the test was, David will not show up to the Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. He's not going to show up. And let's see how Shaul reacts. Will Shaul even notice? And if Shaul does notice, what will he say? And by observing the behavior of Shaul, will right away get insight into a subliminal or subconscious insight into what exactly his plans are for David. And David Taka does not show up, and Shaul goes wild. Shaul goes off, he can't handle it. Now there in the pasuk, it's very interesting, he says, if David does not, he was not there. Now it was a Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. Let me see if I can find the pasuk. He quotes over here in Hatama. It's very interesting. Okay, what does it say? Go further. I have it here. Shmuel al Perik Beis Pasuk Yudches. V'nifkadita, okay, Shaul will investigate.
Oh, that's the first
passage. V'nifkadita, ki yipokeid moshavecha, because your seat will be investigated. Okay, ki ato, and then, okay, there's more psukim. So here in Hagdam, he says something very, very, is because David, you are Su'udas Rosh Chodesh. You are it. Without you, there's no Suda. So it's not, it is a little bit of a drush. The pasuk we're saying is that without you being present, then basically there's no Suda. It's not, oh, there's a very delicious meal and just one of the guests did not show up. You're the guest of honor. You, David, you are the guest of honor in this Suda. And if you're not there.
And that's the pasuk later on.
Oh, loyachal. They didn't eat. Right. Taka didn't eat.
He didn't eat because David wasn't there.
Oh, so what do you see from this? This is Jewish, is that when David's not there, there's no Suda, period. Right. Because David's essence, what David represents, is the essence of Sudas Rosh Chodesh. This is a Jewish, but it's very deep. In other words, if the Chasid and Kala don't show up to the wedding, this is not, it's not a Sudas Mitzvah. Okay, if you have a birthday party, and the birthday boy doesn't show up, it's a party. I mean, there are certain things where if the Baalei Simcha are not there, the event doesn't exist. Then there are things. Listen, you have a very nice party. You have a shul dinner. Okay, the yeshiva makes a dinner to raise money, and guess what? The guest of honor doesn't show up. My shoykachay, someone is family, whatever, he has an emergency, and the guest of honor doesn't show up. So is it still called a shul dinner? Do they still want your money? They want your money. Rabbi Sharer, he died the day before the Agudah dinner, right?
Okay, the
day of the dinner, and he was the Agudah. He was the Agudah. The dinner went on. There was still a dinner. Okay, there were speeches. There was a dinner, even though he wasn't there, because it's a fundraising event in order to raise the money for the institution. But there are certain things, if the person doesn't come, if the chassan doesn't come to the wedding, there's no wedding. David, by David not coming to the Sudas Rosh Chodesh, as it says, Yehoinasan did not eat.
You got him left.
There was no meal. Shaul also, subconsciously, the pasuk is v'nifkadeta ki pakein moshavecha. The pasuk is coming to emphasize that David belongs by the Suda. Now let's just take a step back for one moment. Put this on hold for a moment. What about Malava Malka? That everyone knows. Malava Malka is very classic. The Malava Malka is the Suud of David. Dahi Suudasa the David Malka, he's supposed to say those words, even Sudas Malav Malka, Doistas Dav Malka, and in fact, all of the Zemirais of Malav Malka all focus on David. That is much easier to understand because David was Malchus. What's the role of the Melech? The role of the Melech is the Chibur of Kedusha and Choyl. The Melech is to sanctify, the Melech is in charge of the economy, he's in charge of the walls of the city, he's in charge of the economy, he's in charge of all matters of all mundane activities that take place in the city. And what is his job? His job is to elevate them, to sanctify them, to see to it that they're all being used in service of Hashem. Mitzvah Shabbos is the transition between Kodesh and Chol. This is classic Torah of why Malchus of David, David is associated with Mitzvah Shabbos. Tavkid of a Melech is to take Chol and be Mekadesh it. Mitzvah Shabbos, the transition of Kodesh to Chol, the two go well together. But there's more to it. There's another dimension of David, and that is Seudas Rosh Chodesh. Now, so how do the two go together? Where does David come into the Rosh Chodesh? First of all, on a very, very simple level, is because David is all about the moon. We know that David, the Malchus of David, is symbolized with the moon. The moon waxes and wanes; it gets larger and smaller. The Malchus of David, it went up and it went down. Shlomo, David, and Shlomo was the high point. And then over different generations it went down. The Malchus of David was on the descent because of the sins of Klal Yisrael. But when Mashiach comes, it once again will be renewed. It fluctuates. The moon is a symbol for fluctuation. And David's Malchus fluctuates over the history of Klal Yisrael. There are better times and there are times that are not so good. But ultimately the Malchus of David will be reinstated. Okay, that's very superficial. But Rosh Chodesh is the time when the Levana is invisible, has disappeared. Okay, it's not present. Then Malava Malka, Mitzvah Shabbos, and I don't really know, I don't really have clarity, is the minig is to Mekadesh the Levana Mitzvah Shabbos. It's when the Levana, what?
We say David Melch
Yisrael. But it's the time when the Levana, when we devote to Kiddush Levana, when the Levana appears. And it doesn't just appear, you only can Kash Levana when it's on its way up for the first 15 days. So there are different dimensions of the Malchus of David. David was on the run. For the first 7 years he was Melech, but no one knew about it. No one gave him any attention. No one gave David any attention that he was Melech. That's what Avigail said to David. David, it was a Dafyomi 2 days ago. You're going to kill Naval. You're going to kill Naval? This Naval? Because why? Well, what right do you have to go kill him? He's the murder Malchus? What kind of Melech are you? Your Tivacha has not gone out in the world. No one even recognizes you as being a Melech. So therefore, you have no right to take advantage of this principle of murder Malchus. There are times when David was on the run. Avshalom. He was running away from Avshalom. Look, he was running away from Shaul. But David was a Melech. So it's ma'isa of a similar bond that sometimes the Malchus of Klal Yisrael, the Malchus even today, it's not appreciated in the world. We appreciate it, but amongst the Ummah Sa'olam, it's not appreciated. And then there are tekufas, and the Malchus of Klal Yisrael is front and center, it waxes, it reaches a state of Bishle Musai. So you have to have these two dimensions of David. There's a Su'uda on Rosh Chodesh. On Rosh Chodesh, there's no moon. The moon is invisible. The moon is invisible. It does not exist. It's too small to see. But it's David is there. Appreciate. The Malchus of Klal Yisrael is there even when it's invisible. In modern times, it means we have to appreciate who we are even though the world doesn't give us any credit. The world doesn't appreciate who we are. And then we have the Sud of Melava Malka. Melava Malka is the coming of Mashiach, David Melech Yisrael, Eliyahu Navi. When the sun, when the moon, when we say Kiddush Levana, when it represents a time in this world when the moon is Bishle Musai, when the moon is on its ascent to being 100%, represents when Klal Yisrael is dominant. They rule the world. The whole world comes to Klal Yisrael. They are an Or L'Anim. So these are two things which go together. That's why they're two Simonim, which have only one Sif. They are partners. They're twins. They're twins. I never appreciated this. I always looked at, you know, this Malav Malka, very nice, and the Sudas Rosh Chodesh. What is one to the other? Nothing. No, he makes a very powerful point in the Hagdama to this Sefer that's a very big mistake to think that they're two independent things. These two are twins, two sides of one coin. There are two dimensions to the Malchus of David when David is Benistar, when it's Behelim, and when the Malchus of David is Benigla, is in its ascent, Sudas Malava Malka, which represents the coming of Mashiach. Sudas Malava Malka is Eliyahu HaNavi, the coming of Mashiach. We have the minig to the Mekadosh Levona, the Malav Malka, and the Mitzvah Shabbos at that tkufa of times of Mashiach, which is a time when we can see the moon, when during the weeks when we Mekadosh Levona, when the moon is now on its way up, it's Bishlei Muso, it's Benigla. And this is one idea I wanted to share with you. Now let's run ahead and discuss the Musaf of, he has some very, very beautiful things here about the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Okay, this is not really the topic of the Sefer, but in the back, he has some amazing things here. Let's return to the Musaf of Rosh Chodesh. Yes.
They only say Bar Pidavji by the Suvitz Rosh Chodesh.
Not by davening.
No, as I've been in Karmel.
On Coney Island, they don't say Baruch Inavshi, not by the davening, and not by the Suda
either. Not even the 7 o'clock minute.
Not even, not by the Suda. Not by the Suda either. So the better than sons. The better than sons. And it's not even Minigro. How do you like that?
Not Minigro?
I don't know. I have no idea.
Say one capital kill in the day. Either the Yoim or supplementary capital.
So you should say Baruch Nafshi. Sure. Then you should only say Baruch Nafshi and not say
the Yom.
So
we opt for the Yom, not Baruch
Nafshi. It's shorter, because it's shorter. It takes less time to say. Always looking for shortcuts. Okay, let's discuss what. Also Yoreach Lemayadim. Yeah. Because it says in the Levachin Avshi, it talks about the moon. Okay, let me just turn to the right page. Musaf L'Rosh Chodesh. Okay, first vart. Yalav Yavai. It's not even Muslims, they're all mixed up. Yeah, let's go back to Yalav Yavai, okay, back to Shachas. There's a very nice machshava on Yalav Yavai. Okay, Nusach Ashkenaz, how many words are there of ascent? Yale is one, Yavai is two, Yagia. V'yero'e, v'yero'tse, v'yishoma, v'yipokeid, v'yizocher. Eight words. Why are there eight words in Yale V'yale? So he writes here, the eight words correspond to the eight heavens. There are eight heavens. You say, Hashem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad, Hashem Echad. One of the minigam is, why is there, you have Marach on the Ches, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in the eighth heaven. There are seven heavens in this world, and Hashem is above beyond in the eighth heaven. What are the name of the seven heavens? So he ranks over here, and he over here, he elaborates. We're not going to go. The first is the Viloin. The Gemara says the first heaven is called Viloin. The second is called Rakia. The third is Shechakim. The fourth is Ma'on. The fifth is Zavul. And the sixth is Machon. And the seventh is Aravais. Okay, the Gemara talks about the Gemara Darshans, and he elaborates a little bit over my head. He has some very elaborate elaboration of why each of these words, Yalev, Yavov, Yagiv, Yireh, why they perfectly capture the essence of each one of those heavens. I'll give you one example is the Yeratze. Okay, a lot of the stuff here is over my head, a little mystical, but some of the things are very down to earth. The Yeratze. What does the word Yeratze mean? May Hashem find Ratzon, may Hashem find will. And that corresponds to the heaven called Zavul. So what's the word zavul? There's a pasuk, hapam yizbeleni ishi reach nichayach. My husband will now yizbeleni will be hapam yizbeleni ishi reach nichayach. Okay, in this context, the word yizbeleni means it's based on the same idea as finding rotzayim. It's pasuk in Tehillim that that Hashem now will find favor in my offerings and my fire offerings. So mitzad echad, the word is yizbeleni, lashon of zivul, but in the context of the pasuk in Tehillim, the context means that Kadosh Baruch Hu will find will, rotzon, favor in my fire offerings. So it's very poetic. Therefore, Chazal, very clever, the word v'yeyrotzeh in the list of the seven heavens corresponds to the heaven zivul. Because what does zivul also mean in Tehillim? It also means rotzon. Let's try another example. Ma'on. Okay, the word v'yeyrotzeh. Okay, v'yeyrotzeh refers to ma'on. Hashkifa mima'on kachacha min hashamayim uvareches amcha Yisrael. When do you say these words? When does a person say the ma'aser, say the vidui? When you bring the bikurim. When do you bring the bikurim? Shalosh pa'amim ba'shana yeyra'eh kol zuchorcha. When you are in a matzav of yeyra'eh, when you come to a state of yeyra'eh, right, you're coming up for Shavuos. Shavuos is one of the times when you are in the maze of yeyra'eh. Then you are... You recite the words Hashkifa, look down, Mimo'in Kotshecha Minashma, Mivarechas Amcha Yisrael. So Chazal were clever to take the word V'yeira'eh and match that up to the list in the order of the heavens to the heaven of Ma'on. Because Ma'on is associated at the time of when you are in Yeira'eh and you actually say those words. Okay, it goes on. Those are just two examples. Some of them are a little more complex, but when you have full mastery of Tanakh and Chazal, okay, then these things, they leap out at you, it appears, according to him, and it's very clever. The eight words, we're going up in the eight heavens, and each of the heavens has a name, as we mentioned, and those names, if you want to have a translation, another, a similar synonym for that heaven, you study, you find where those words, the associations, where they find in Chazal, you on your own will come out with a substitute, a code of Yalev, Yavov, Yagia, Yerev, Yeretzev, Yishama. Maybe just a little bit of a taste of some of the depth that really lies behind, in this idea. Let me see if I do another one. Let's go. I'm not prepared, so let's just go forward. Okay. All right. Let's do another idea. Okay, this is a short idea. At the end of the Yalev Yavov, we say the word Zikaron four times. And the word Pekida one time. Why? V'yishama, V'yipokeid, that's what V'yipokeid. V'yizocher is one. Zichroneinu is two. Ufitonein, then we have another word Pekadoin. V'zichron avoseinu, another Zikaron. V'zichron Mashiach ben David. V'zichron Yerushalayim. Ir kachecha, the zichron kolamcha beis sholofonecha. So that's how many zikarons? Now you have four. Let's leave out the first vizocha as part of the, that's part of the ascent. That's part of going up to Shemayim. So he writes. Let me just rewrite over here. Kan hei pa'amim zikaron. Okay. After you finish the eight things. Okay. That the first one is not counted because that's part of Yalev Yavo. After we get what we're supposed to get, now we're Mavakish. Now we're in the eighth heaven. And now we're Mavakish. We're Mavakish five times the word Zikaroin and one time the word Pikadoin. Pikida. Why? Why did Chazal do it in that structure? So it says here very simple. Because in the Torah, how many times do we find the word Zikaroin in reference to Klal Yisrael? Exactly five times. Where's the first time? Parashas Va'era. Hashem, it says, Vo'ezkor is Brisi. Hashem looks down and sees our suffering, and Hashem says, I will remember. And it says four times in the Toichacha. In the Toichacha, it says four times towards the end, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to remember us. And it says one time, Pekidin Parsha Hashemos Pokot Pokadati, Esa Sha'asa, I remember what the Egyptians did to you. So since in the totality of the Torah, when Hashem is reflecting, from Hashem's perspective, when Hashem reflects upon Klal Yisrael, Hashem reflects upon us, and five times does He use the word Zikaron, and one time does Hashem use the word Pekida, Pekod Pekadi Eitz Asher Osu Lohem B'Mitzrayim. So the Mele, when Chazal, they composed the Nusach Yalev Yavo, they cleverly mentioned the word Zikaron five times, and the word Pekida one time. Okay, now, we have any mathematicians here? Any mathematicians here? Now, this is off the charts. I find this very interesting here. How many brachos, tefillos, are there? This is just trivia. I mean, I don't have any significance. I find it to be very interesting. Okay, maybe you'll find something significant about this. It's just they're very different. Never came across something like this before. In Yalav Yavai, how many tefillos are you being mispala? Make up a number. 10, 20, 30, 40, 50. How many tefillos are you being mispala when you just zip up and you just spit out Yalav Yavai? So he cites here a very interesting Kabbalistic sefer. It says you're really being mispala HaKadosh Baruch Hu 347 bakashas. How in the world do you get 347 bakashas into Ramazim, into Yalav Yavai? This is fascinating. Okay, listen to this. It's really fascinating. Listen to this. First of all, we start off with 8, right? Yalev, Yavov, Yagia, Virev, Yeretsev, Yishama, Vipokin, Vizocher. Okay, off the bat, you got 8. Then we make 5 requests. We say to Hashem, Zichroineinu is 1, Ufiktoineinu, Vizichroin Avoseinu, Vizichroin Mashiach ben David Avdecha, Vizichroin Yerushalayim Yerkotcha. 6 requests. Vizichroin Kolamcha Beis Yisrael. So after we go through the first 7, the first eight, we then make officially 6 requests. We start off with Yalev Yalev, right? So he says, it's Pashut, each one of our 6 requests goes back on all 7, all eight. Yalev Yalev Yagia Virev Yerzev Yishvah Yibokev Yizocher Yizocher Yizocher. That's 8. The first 8 words of the Yalev Yalev are the 8 levels going all the way up. Those are 8 requests. And then we make 6 more requests. Zichroineinu, ufiktoineinu, v'zichron avoseinu, v'zichron Mashiach ben davradecha, v'zichron mishlai mirkoshecha, v'zichron kolamcha beis yisrael lefonecha. So that's 8 times 6, 48. Okay, so far we're up to 48 requests. What happens next? And then we say, we get even more specific. After we mention Hashem Shemem, it should be lefleita, L'toiva, l'chein, u'l'chesed, u'l'rachamim, l'chayim, u'l'sholim. Another 7. So those 7 are all multiplied by the 48. Because that's really what we do. Each one of our requests of l'chayim is a l'chayim of zikaron. When we say you should remember. We say, remember us. Zichroineinu, Fiktoineinu, Zichron Avoseinu. What do we ask Hashem to remember? You should remember us l'chaim. Remember our fathers. Remember Mashiach ben David. Remember Kol Amcha Beis Yisrael. L'chaim. And the l'chaim should be in a chaim of a Yaleh, a chaim of Yaleh, a chaim of Yavo, a chaim of Yagia, and V'yiroyeh. So we're multiplying every single dimension, every single bakasha, we're multiplying it by the zikaron, and the zikaron itself was multiplied by the 8 different lashonos of ascent. So when you multiply 48 by 6, what do we get? By 7, what do we get? 364. 336. And then after we finish all of that, we then wind down. We wind down. We say, "B'yoyim Rosh HaChodesh Hazeh." Now, no more multiplication. Okay, we've done all the multiplication. And now we just want to wind down. Zochreinu Hashem Elohim Boi L'Toiva. That's 1. Okay? Ufokdeinu Vol Livracha. That's 2. V'yoshienu Vol L'Chaim is 3. And then we go on to say, Uvidvar, what's next? Yeshua is another 1. Rachamim is 2. And then we have 4 more words. Chus, v'chaneinu, rachem aleinu, v'hoshienu, for a grand total of 347. So you have to appreciate how powerful. What? 336 plus another 3, which goes up to 339, and then we go through how many more? Another 4. Another 4, which takes us to 300 and 43. Zachreinu, after this becomes is 3. No, then we have another to 2. Udvar Yeshua and Rachamim, that's 2. Plus another 6. 4 plus another 6. That's another 6.
So you need 11.
6. You're right. V'chol elu da'al l'shon is double. No, I'm sorry. You have to be very precise. Okay, you're right. Wait, let's appreciate this part. The last ones, v'chol elu da'al, the last four l'shonis. Okay, Rabbi, the last four l'shonis are, what are the last four? Udvar Yeshua, v'rachamim, chus, v'choneinu, rachem oleinu v'yoshienu. Okay, the very end. Those very end are multiplied by both Yeshua and Rachamim. You have to read the words very carefully. Hashem, with words of Yeshua v'Rachamim, we request 4 more things. Chus, Chaneinu, Rachim Aleinu v'Yoshienu. So each one of those 4 is going back on Yeshua and Rachamim. So it's not 4, it's 8. It's 8. But that's the sentence. It's one sentence. With matters of Yeshua v'Rachamim, we request Chus v'Chaneinu, Rachem Oleinu v'Yoshienu. So those are 4, and each one of those 4 is going back on Yeshua and Rachamim. 4 times 2 is 8. In addition to the 3 of Zachrin Hashem Elokeinu Bo'ol Tov, V'Fudeinu Bo'ol Levrach, V'Yoshienu Bo'ol Lechaim, which brings us to a grand total of 347. Okay, so let's review. It's unbelievable. You ever hear such a thing like this? Unbelievable. When you say the Yalav Yavo, in essence, you're making up Kadosh Baruch Hu 347 requests. Who would ever imagine? You can live your whole life and never realize what you're doing. You start off with 8 requests. Yalav Yavo V'Yagia V'Yeroeh. You're setting yourself up. Yalav Yavo V'Yagia V'Yeroeh V'Yeretzav Yishra V'Yipoed V'Yizocher. 8. And then the 8, we say, what should ascend and go up all of these madregas? Six things. Zichreinu, fitinu, v'zichron avosenu, v'zichron Moshiach, medavdech, v'zichron Yishayahu, v'zichron Yishayahu, v'zichron Yishayahu, v'zichron Yishayahu, v'zichron Yishayahu, v'zichron Yishayahu. 6 things. So right off the bat, each one of those 6 things multiplied by the 8 things. That's 48. And then what do we want? We want there to be 7 different types of brachas. The 7 different types of brachas are lifleita, litayva, lichenu, lichesedu, lirachamim, lichaimu, lishalayim. So that now takes us to 336. And then we have the 3 brachas. Zachreinu Hashem Elokeinu Bo'ol Tov, V'fudeinu Bo'ol Levrach, V'yoshienu Bo'ol Lechaim. That's another 3. That takes us to 339. And then we have 8 more. Because the 8 more is we multiply the last 4 words, Chus V'chaneinu V'rachim Olein V'yoshienu, by the Yeshua V'rachamim, to bring us to 347. So when you say today, Ya'al V'yavah Yisudas Rosh Chodesh, don't forget to be mechaven that you be mevakesh from the Ribbono Shel Olam 347 brachas. I found that amazing. Okay, that's something off the beaten track.
A little bit off of the positive.
Ah, so 365. So this is 300 and 48. So what's the significance of that number? All right. Let me leave with one last quick thing. It's one quick thing. One quick thing over here is we say the Zochreinus in the Ushpizen. I really like this part. How many Ushpizen are there? 7. Avraham, Yitzchak, and Yaakov, Moshe, Aaron, and David.
And Yosef.
And Yosef. First, correct. Let's do Yosef first. So he says over here something fascinating. Let's find this is for Musaf. Okay, Musaf. A Musaf, what do we say? L'sasayin l'simcha. This goes to the Musaf. The Musaf says, Chadei shlenes achayit shazeh. L'toivu l'vracha. There are 12 things we're mavakish. L'toivu l'vracha. L'sasim l'simcha. L'yeshua l'nechama. L'farnas l'chalkala. L'chaim l'shalom. L'mechilas chayt. L'slichas avoy. L'chaporas pasha. Okay, on a chayish ibar. So these words correspond to the seven ushpizim. L'chaim, the first thing we mavakish, give us, the first thing we mavakish for is, as a chesha, l'toivu l'vracha. Who is toivu l'vracha? Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu said, v'heye b'racha. Okay, v'heye b'racha is said, Hashem said to Avram Avinu, where's the pasuk v'heye b'racha? It's a pasuk that said, lech l'cha? What does it say? What's the pasuk say?
V'heye b'racha.
When we got to what?
He says,
"Lech So therefore, when you say "L'toyva u'levracha," this is in the zuchus of Avram Avinu, upon whom Hashem said, "Heyei bracha." When we say "L'sasenu l'simcha," that refers to who? To Yitzchak. Why Yitzchak? Well, Yitzchak means tzachik. So it's tzachik. Kol Hashemaya Yitzchak li. So there's no one that's more appropriate for "L'sasenu l'simcha" than Yitzchak. Yira, but he's still called Rabbi Reisner. I will spoke about it, has a very shot why, but Yitzchak is called Tzachai, Koloimer Yitzchakli, that's his name. His name is Simcha. Okay, next. Now we come to Yeshua Ul Nechama. Who's that referred to? Nechama, Yeshua Nechama, Yaakov. Yaakov, Vayimoin Lehisnachem. He refused to have found comfort when his son was taken away. Toref Taraf Yosef, Vayimoin Lehisnachem, Mavakish. He should have his Nechama. Can I take a Yaakov? So far, it's very good. Next. The next one is L'parnas l'chalkal. Very easy. Yosef. We're going to follow the order where Yosef comes next because Yosef goes, I'm the Maspir. L'mashpir. L'parnas l'chalkal. The next. V'chalkal Yosef. Kol echav. L'chayim. Now here he's saying three together because it's not an odd number. You have to be creative here. L'chayim toivim or L'chayim toivim l'shalom. L'chayim toivim l'shalom. Who's that? Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe ki lekach toiv nasati lochem toivim l'chaim toivim u'l'shalayim Moshe Rabbeinu l'chaim l'chaim u'l'shalayim Moshe Rabbeinu he gave us the Torah. Eitz chaim bilavach ki lekach toiv nasati lochem. And why shalayim? Torah is called dirachach darchei shalom v'chol nisivay seha shalayim. Okay, Torah is called toiva lekach toiv, and it's also called shalayim. Next, now we come to Aaron. L'mechilas chayt u'l'slichas avayim. That's pashat. Aaron ha-kohen, the kohen gadol. Bo'lefnai v'lefnim, yiruz kapara. Perfect. U'l'slichas avayim l'chaporas pasha. That's David. Lost the lavay. That's going to be something which is not, sometimes we say it, sometimes we don't. It alludes to something that we're yearning for, lost the lavay. With the coming of Mashiach, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will take away the kapara of the geula. Golus is mechaper lavaynis. I mean, that's the dafyon, right? Golus is mechaper lavaynis. That's going to be la'asalove when David HaMelech comes on the scene. It's going to be the klal yishol for ulchaparas pasha. So it's a beautiful approach to take a look at the seven, all the brachos that we recite. It's sukkahs all over again. The zayin u'shvizim, and there's the chus. These words, they fit very much in their personalities in the proper order. We put this all together. Okay, have a wonderful day.